Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC is about to flip-flop again on CDC guidance and isolation rules. As soon as we get that in, we'll tell you. My guess is they're going to want people to test. The problem is we don't have enough tests. Right now, there's a big cluster going on in terms of a mess going on in LA County, as in order to return back to school, teachers and students need to test negative for COVID. We're going to talk about how that's turning out. We have hospitals being overrun, such that there's a maternity ward and multiple other hospitals starting to turn people away because they just can't take them. More flight cancellations as we have staff shortages, people sick out with COVID, as well as other issues that are causing flights to post-holiday season still be a mess. Washington football team will reveal their new name February 2nd. We'll tell you what we think it is and why it took so long. And then Desmond Tutu, really interesting. He wants to do one last act for the environment, even in his death. We'll talk about how he's chosen to be cremated, and it's becoming a more popular way to leave this, I guess, leave this world as, I guess, easy on the environment and leaving less of a carbon footprint. Andrew Cuomo's sexual assault charges have been dropped by Albany DA. We'll talk about what's going on with that. And we have hundreds of drivers still stuck on Virginia's I-95 for more than 20 hours. We're going to talk about what's happening with that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you that we have a snow plow emergency responder road crew shortage. We talked about that a few weeks ago. We don't have enough truck drivers. We don't have enough people that are skilled in the machinery. And we have had this shortage for a while. Well, we didn't have the big heavy snowstorms yet until coming into the winter. And so we were fearing that this would be very, very deadly and very scary for workers. And you saw multiple states, Montana, Washington State, even Nevada, is showing major percentage drops in how many snowplow drivers or CDL drivers or laborers use for the roads. And so, sadly, we were expecting that if people did get stuck, it could be an absolute mess. So we are being told that hundreds, I'm surprised it's not thousands, but hundreds of motorists have been now stuck in the snow for over 20 hours along a 50-mile stretch of Interstate 95 in Virginia. And apparently people are running out of food. They're running out of water. My guess is they have to, you know, go to the bathroom out, in the cold. I mean, they have to leave their car, the warmth of their car, which means they're running the risk of hyperthermia, trying to go out and pee and walk the dog, and they're running out of charges so they can't reach their family, and they are sitting ducks. And these drivers are pretty furious. There's people with diabetes. Apparently, NBC's Jim Scarborough spoke to a friend who was there. He says, we have to find a way to get National Guard down here. Diabetics and babies down here. People are going to die here. Jim DeFeed has been stuck on the interstate now for 24 hours. He called I-95 a complete parking lot and was growing angry as emergency personnel was not coming to the rescue. He said, I haven't seen a state trooper in at least 12 hours. I haven't seen a tow truck in at least 14 hours. It's a 50-mile stretch. We've had labor shortages, truck driver shortages. We're in the middle of Omicron. This is the worst recipe for disaster. They say at 10 a.m., while still sitting on the same spot on I-95 just south of Quantico, he posted an update saying that he received a notification from the Virginia Department of Transportation saying state locals coming ASAP with supplies and to move you. He said he was not reassured by the message. So, you know, I think Senator Tim Kaine said, I started my normal two-hour drive to D.C. at 1 p.m. yesterday. 19 hours later, I'm still not near the Capitol. My office is in touch with Virginia DOT to see how we can help other Virginians in this situation. Please stay safe. Stay safe, everyone. This is an absolute disaster. It's freezing cold, snow, no food, no water, risk of carbon monoxide poisoning, and freezing temperatures, and not to mention when people get hungry, when people get desperate, just the risk of people in and of themselves. We all have seen Walking Dead, so we know how people could be a bigger enemy than anything else. Arlen Tella is 22 years old, told the New York Times, according to Daily Mail, that she was traveling from Charlotte, North Carolina, when she got stranded 80 miles south of D.C. since 5 p.m. Monday without food or water. She was driving home from school with a friend. They have layered clothing, and so they packed a bunch of clothes, so they're wearing that. But I think what happened is there was a tractor-trailer collision on the North-South Highway, and then it was impossible to move because there was snow and ice that accumulated. The temperatures have been in the teens and 20s, and so traffic has been at a standstill, and it all started with an accident. And so this is a very, very scary situation. The governor, you know, has told News 4 that Virginia State Police, Virginia Department of Transportation, other state officials and crews are working nonstop. They've got to get the National Guard. They've got to get other resources, because if these states were already understaffed, it's just not going to be enough. And so, sadly, I worry about what sort of, risks people have. So, you know, they say if you get stuck in a storm, you know, stay in the vehicle. Because if you leave, you're going to get hypothermic. Run the motor about 10 minutes each hour for heat. While running the motor, open a window for a little fresh air, because you don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning. The problem is how long can that last if you're already on hour number 20? They say to also clear snow from the exhaust pipe to avoid gas poisoning, because you don't want it to go into the car. And then make sure you're visible to rescuers. Scary time. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I am supposed to be on voice rest because I have worked probably every day for the past 3 years. Because I do telemedicine, I do radio, I am always speaking, I'm yelling at the kids, I'm, you know, singing songs to the cats and dogs, yelling at the husband, understandably so, complaining to my mom. I'm supposed to be on voice rest, and I just can't do it. So if I do sound a little bit like a frog, I apologize. It's hard to do, you know? I mean, to, like, not talk. I can't just not talk. That's really difficult to do. I tried that once. It was probably the longest day of my life. So, all right, hope you guys can live with it. So, CDC is going to change their guidance again on isolation. I know a whole bunch of employers are like, now what? What's going on now? So, the CDC had, remember, recently said, look, rather than 10 days isolation, we could lower it to 5 days. And if the, as long as you don't have a fever and your symptoms are improved, you can go back to work. In terms of hospital workers, they were like, look, if you guys need staff and you're in crisis mode, even if they have COVID, they could come back to work. So it has been very confusing the last few weeks with all the new guidance. Originally, we were told that if anybody was exposed to COVID, it could take 14 days for them to show symptoms. Omicron is showing its face a little sooner, so its incubation period is a little quicker. Just to go over some definitions, incubation period is the period of time where you get exposed, it incubates, it cooks, and then it finally comes out and shows symptoms. Because remember, if a virus comes into your body, the second that happens, you don't feel it. You know, it might work its way to a cell. Nobody wakes up the sleeping giant. You're not going to get a fever right away. It takes a while for the virus to get into a cell. Then it takes a while for it to make that cell make more viruses. Then those viruses open up the cell, leave the cell, go to new cells, spread, and you get this exponential rise in viral load. Once the body detects it and figures it out, immediately it tries to fight it by increasing your body temperature, by putting out all these inflammatory cells. It tries to wall it off. With bacteria, it could wall off bacteria a little easier, but with virus, it's all over, so you can't really, you know, necessarily wall it off. So the body has this big, huge, fast immune response. And with COVID, sometimes the immune response is just so dramatic that it starts to fill up the fluid with lungs, causes clots, a whole variety of issues. And so, you know, COVID has been very, very scary. With Omicron, we believe that the time it takes for you to realize you have COVID is a little sooner. What complicates matters is these tests aren't picking it up. I can't tell you how many patients I've seen throughout already this Omicron wave where they said their first test was negative, and it took days until their test showed up positive. So your negative COVID test to me still doesn't mean anything. I would say, you know, if it is positive, if your COVID test is positive, you probably have it. But if you just got a fever and you took your COVID test and it's negative, I can't say for sure you're COVID-free. If the fever is a high fever, it could be flu, because we are seeing flu. We are seeing COVID. They call it flu-rona. But we do see a concomitant flu and COVID infection. But so far, the numbers are saying we have had new daily COVID cases exceed 1 million for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Now, these alarming numbers of almost 1.1 million are kind of freaking people out, but put it into perspective. We didn't have tests at the start of the pandemic. So we might have had a million cases January or February 2020, but we didn't have test kits. Now that we have test kits and a bunch of people bought them during the fall, we're already, in my family, we have maybe one swab left because we've been trying to make it last. And I've been testing the kids to make sure they don't have it because they were going to see grandpa. And, you know, we're running out of tests. But when you see over a million COVID cases, I don't want to say we've had more people infected than early on in the pandemic. It's just because we're testing more. Now, in terms of hospitalizations, according to Worldometers, I think we're at about 19,000 people in critical condition in the hospitals. In terms of our hospitals, they are getting full. The deaths, they say, have remained steady. There have been, unfortunately, those 1,688 new deaths reported on Monday. So this is not a benign COVID variant. It can still kill. Now, we don't have a lot of details on where some of those hospitalizations Delta patients that have been there for weeks. We don't have a lot of data if this was a Delta and Omicron, or if it was an Omicron and flu, or if it was somebody that had COVID, it helped induce a heart issue or a stroke issue, and then they're dealing with that. So, I apologize. Somebody's trying to FaceTime or something. Let me... I don't understand how that happens, how people could just call you on Facebook. So anyway, guys, call into the show, okay? Don't call it on Facebook because we can't get you on the Facebook Live. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC now is going to, and I'm not sure if it's going to be this morning or later, they're going to now change their guidance because apparently they got a lot of heat for dropping their guidance down to 5 days. And so whether you're vaccinated or not, if you have COVID, your symptoms are improved, 5 days you can go back to work. And the reason why they're doing that is we have mass shortages. Look at what's happening in Virginia. We don't have enough snowplow drivers. We don't have enough first responders. They want to get people back. In the hospital settings, 2 days prior, the CDC said, look, if you're in crisis mode and you want your staff back, you can have them back. In fact, with quarantining, they said with quarantining, they prefer you quarantine. But if you can't, you could go back. So it was very, very loose. And so now I guess the CDC is considering a testing requirement to come back after 5 days of isolation. Here's the problem with that testing requirement. All right. Many of these tests are negative anyway. So I don't know if these tests are very Omicron specific. These rapid antigen tests are supposed to be able to pick up Omicron, but when you hear rates of 70% sensitivity, 65% sensitivity, one person said they were 90% sensitive, when I'm seeing people aren't testing positive till day 4 or 5, if your isolation is supposed to end at day 5, then you're now positive. And so what? You're going to keep testing positive every single day until you finally show up negative so you can go back to work? We don't have enough tests. Now, if testing wasn't an issue, it's a brilliant idea, right? This is really all about your, it's not about do you have a vaccine card, you know, it's not about something something on paper. It's about how you feel. It's about in vivo, what's going on in your body. So if you have active COVID, you don't go to work. If you don't have active COVID and you aren't shedding the virus, you can go to work. I mean, that makes sense. The problem is we have the practicality, my lips are getting dry, we have the practicality of not enough tests. And we have many people who are trying to figure out if they have COVID or not. In fact, in L.A., I believe L.A. Unified School District, you can't go back to school unless you test negative. So now you got, I mean, hundreds of thousands of millions of kids and faculty needing tests. I just don't think it's going to be very practical. And if the CDC comes out and says you have to test, even though that makes sense from an epidemiological standpoint, it doesn't make sense in terms of we don't have enough tests. And by the way, these tests were designed for the wild type. All right? I think it's missing the Omicron because many of them are negative. In fact, some doctors are saying maybe swab your throat also. So we might get a little bit more of GI than just respiratory, because some people will have diarrhea or nausea or vomiting or headache, and they might not have it in their nasal mucosa. So maybe the virus might show up in their throat. So we're having doctors say, look, maybe swab everywhere. Try, you know, before you do the swab, we're trying to figure out how to get these tests to be more sensitive. And so if they say today, and I hope they don't, guys, just test before you come back to work. Some of you will test positive for weeks, and then you're never going back to work. Some of you will test negative, and it won't mean jack diddly squat because you're still, you know, you still have it. So I don't know where we're going with this. This is an absolute mess. So the final question is, will this Omicron variant be the end to the pandemic? So originally, I was very optimistic, and I said, look, Omicron is going to give us some natural immunity. We have been forced to get the vaccine through mandates, and we haven't let our bodies, not that I wanted anybody to get this virus on purpose, because I don't know why it lives in the brain. I don't know why it decides to live in some of our organs longer term. That's a very scary thought that is still being investigated. So I don't want anybody to get this on purpose. But the silver lining, right, if we're going to make lemonade out of lemons, is we might get some natural immunity. The problem is Omicron is reinfecting people, and it's putting people in the hospital. So my fear is new waves will still come and could still put us in the hospital. So it might protect us overall, but it's not going to be the end of the pandemic. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday barred the U.S. Department of Defense from punishing a group of Navy SEALs and other Special Forces members who refused COVID-19 vaccines on religious grounds. District Judge Reed O'Connor responded to a lawsuit filed on behalf of 35 Special Forces service members and issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Navy and Defense Department from enforcing the mandate. AT&T Incorporated and Verizon Communications, now one of the same, said they agreed to delay their rollout of a new 5G cell phone service for 2 weeks to allow for a study. The FAA is concerned that the new 5G signals could interfere with radar altimeters, devices that measures distance between aircraft and the ground. Juan Brown on his Blanco Lirio podcast.
But they need more frequencies. They need more bandwidth. And that's why they are making a grab for these frequencies near the radar altimeter band.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. That loud boom heard over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we were talking about yesterday, has been confirmed.
The National Weather Service says the source of a loud boom heard near Pittsburgh was a meteor. It was heard around 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Weather Service confirming the sound was an airburst caused by an exploding meteor in the atmosphere. It says there was no seismic activity or thunderstorms when the boom rattled homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Winter weather is playing havoc in parts of the country. Drivers were stranded for hours on I-95 Monday night after a severe winter storm caused a massive backup. An estimated 20 to 30 trucks were stuck on I-95 northbound near the Thornburg exit. That's according to Virginia DOT. Motorists expressed their anger on social media as they sat in their vehicles unable to move and worried about the falling temperatures. Storms have dropped several inches of snow across the mid-Atlantic and southeast and left more than 400,000 customers without power. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we always hear about the best diet and what is the, I guess, you know, most successful way to eat. And every year we get this in January because, you know, New Year's resolutions, we're all trying to be healthy and eat healthier. And, well, Mediterranean has won it again for 5 years in a row. So according to the U.S. News and World Report, the Mediterranean diet was the first to cross the finish line in the annual race for best diet. Coming a close second was the DASH diet, which stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. That emphasizes reduced salt intake. The flexitarian diet encourages being a vegetarian most of the time, but it's flexible enough to allow a little bit of meat. They say all three of these diets reduce or eliminate processed foods. Stress packing your plates with fruits, vegetables, beans, lentils, whole grains, fruits, nuts, and seeds. So with Mediterranean diet, it's very, very interesting. You know, with the Mediterranean diet, it really encompasses a lot more fish, fresh vegetables, you know, a lot of salads, less fattening foods, less processed, and, you know, limiting some of the carbs. And so these are things that are kind of, I mean, they kind of make sense. For the full rankings, let me pull this up here, and I apologize, my computer's very, very slow, which is a very frustrating thing because I'm not very good when it comes to computers. But the Mediterranean diet will also include, like, olive oil. It'll encompass more olive oil, low red meat, low sugar, low saturated fat. And the Mediterranean diet has been known to probably be one of the most effective in limiting heart, brain destruction, like Alzheimer's, dementia. Even though the Mediterranean diet, yeah, it's been around for centuries. We haven't called it, we haven't spoken about the Mediterranean diet in a while, but we've known obviously it's existed because people in Greece and in the Mediterranean area do eat a little differently than, you know, people that maybe live in Northern Europe. But they say that it's not just one, shall we say, diet. If you live in the Mediterranean, you don't just eat a certain way. I've been in the Mediterranean. There's still McDonald's. There's still, I mean, if somebody wants to eat fattening foods, in fact, you know, in Greece, their French fries are like potatoes, so they eat a lot of potatoes. Now, do they cook the potatoes usually more in olive oil? I believe they do. So, you know, there's little nuances with these, but well, the gist of something like this is you got to get more fruits, you got to get more vegetables, healthy fats like olive oil, you got to introduce more fish, you got to get away from the red meat and the processed food. DASH diet had been, I mean, when I went to school in the 90s, it was all about the DASH diet. You got to cut your salt. Well, with the Mediterranean diet, I'm sure they cut the salt as well. The flexitarian diet, the MIND diet, the M-I-N-D is supposed to, I believe, be very promotional for brain health. So what that does is, again, it's very similar to, you know, in terms of less carbs, similar to the Mediterranean diet and DASH diet in terms of cutting your fish, less carbs, less red meat, more vegetables. So, you know, I'm like of the mindset of, guys, it's same poop, different day. You need to be less, you have to introduce less crap into your body. Some of you, though, like the demarcation and the delineation of I'm on this diet. I don't. I like law and order in a way. I don't like too many laws. And, you know, I like, you know, sometimes people say, look, do this. I do it. I feel like I did my job. I got my pat on the head. But I really work better when I pick a goal and I do it on my own time. I usually, you know, meet the deadline and then some. But I like having that goal, saying, okay, this is my goal, and I should find a way to do it. And if you've noticed, diets like Weight Watchers have changed and modified to that, because we used to, with these diets, count every calories and weigh food and ounces. And it's because people liked the math. People liked the instructions. People liked the recipe. Well, I know a lot of chefs and people who are culinary experts. They don't want to read a recipe. They like to, you know, put a dash of this, sprinkle of this. They like to use their instinct. And your instinct is really what kicks in. So if you are the type of person that really likes to measure out your 4 ounces, measure out your 8 ounces, great. But if you're not, then there are some more less surgically precise ways, more machete type ways to do things. So you want to have lunch, no burger, eat a salad. I mean, it's that simple. Now, that might be too grandiose. That might be too big of a change for you. You know, well, then fine. Maybe a salad with some chicken in there if you feel like you need meat. You know, we really need to change our mindset, though. Our mindset is we always need some meat or some protein to feel full. Not always. Okay, trust me, celery, carrot sticks, fiber will keep you full. Water. You could drink water, a half a bottle, half a glass, full glass before a meal. It's going to start to fill you up. I am not the epitome of health myself, all right? I like some chocolate. I like some carbs. If I have a French fry, I dip it in some ranch dressing. If there's a piece of chocolate cake, I'll eat three. I mean, I am never going to sit here and lecture you guys on how to be the most, nutritious person, because that's not me. I like food. I like chocolate. It's my go-to. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't abuse other things to deal with moods or life, but I go to food. When I'm tired, I go to food. If I'm a little grumpy, I go to food. If I'm a little bit of in a funk, I go to food. Now, that's not saying I'm any mentally healthier than anybody else, but I use food to cope, and it's worked for me. It doesn't work on my waistline, but, I mean, it's working for me in terms of mood and in terms of me getting through the schedule I have. But as to then offset it, I have to exercise, and I exercise a lot. I do have to cut back on my carbs. I have to introduce more vegetables. So the flexitarian diet seems to be something that I think a lot of people are slowly going towards. You know, the Mediterranean diet, you know, I don't hear people say I'm on the Mediterranean diet, but I hear a lot of people say flexitarian. And I think it's because being flexible, you know, sounds like, oh, okay, you know, so you have that, you aren't tied down, you aren't limited, you aren't closeted in, you know, you aren't enclosed. And so, you know, if you introduce more vegetables and fruits, now, here's the problem. A lot of people will say, okay, 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. 9 of them will be fruits, and I'll eat 1 carrot a day. You really got to get the vegetables in, especially the very vibrant colored, you know, like the peppers, you know, and radishes and things like that. The vibrant colored one seems to be really, really healthy. Spinach, broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, things like that. And don't top it with butter and cheese. You know, that doesn't count. You could steam them, but, you know, eating some raw will allow you to get more of the nutrients. But, you know, if you want to be more flexible and add a little bit more fruit, or if you want to, you know, have some sliced chicken, or if you want to, you know, I mean, how do you add more vegetables to your meal? I add tomatoes to my eggs, and I get tomatoes aren't vegetables or fruits, fine, but I will add tomatoes. I won't use ketchup because of sugar, but I'll put tomatoes in. You know, you could add celery into a lot of things and not realize it, like your chicken salad. So, trying to be more flexible. I know it's difficult. I know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just talked about how the diets were ranked, where experts ranked them on how easy the diet was to follow, how likely you were to lose weight, short-term, long-term, if it was effective in preventing cardiovascular disease or diabetes, nutritional completeness. So when we look at diets and we rank them, there also has to be the practicality of it. But no diet works if you don't exercise. You have to exercise. You have to have the movement part of it. So joining us next is Amber McMillan, Vice President of Digital Training and Lifetime Weight Loss, to talk about how we could, from an exercise standpoint, get back to health in 2022. Amber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. Well, we really, really appreciate you because, you know, when we make New Year's resolutions, you know, we make these big, grandiose sort of big generalizations like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to work out. And then after a day or two, people feel like, okay, well, we'll do it for 2023. But you got some good tips and some advice. So talk to us about how to come up with some fitness goals and how to meet those goals.
Yeah. And it is. Every year, obviously, we go through this, right? So I think it's, you know, the most important thing is to have a plan and a realistic one. But you mentioned having the big goal. I do think having a big goal, and it doesn't always have to be weight loss related, but a goal of where you want to be, say, in a year. So a year ago, I set a goal for my 45th birthday on changes I wanted to make in my professional career and my fitness and where I wanted to be from a health standpoint. And having that as a big goal is the motivation, right? That's your big vision. And set it around something like your birthday, a wedding, a graduation, you know, some event. Plan a vacation a year from now and say, okay, by that date, here's what I want to achieve. The big thing, though, where it really helps is to break it down into habits, healthy habits, things you can realistically start doing. So if it may just start with, I'm going to drink half of my body weight in water every day for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's something that you realistically can do. And here's why that's important. And it might be walk 10,000 steps. It might be work out 3 times a week. Whatever it is, set something realistic for the first 14 or 30 days because it's a flywheel effect. If you can get it, the flywheel going, those little changes will snowball and they build and then you can stack and you go, you know what, after a week, I feel better, I have more energy. Well, then you know what, if you have more energy, you're more apt to do the next thing and the next thing. And before you know it, after a few months, things have changed. So it's healthy, little achievable habits. Write them down and track them. It's like my kids with their sticker charts. It really is motivating for them to check off things. So to break it down into things you know you can achieve, and that way it builds to your long-term goal that will ultimately be your motivation to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think a lot of these like Fitbits and Apple Watches have helped because people can come up with goals, they can make goals, they get the reminders, and then they feel that kind of euphoria that they met that goal.
Yes.
I love what you said. Now, I think a big mistake people do make, though, is they go, you know what, I'm all in. So they go, they hit the gym, they don't get a trainer, they don't learn how to work out, they injure themselves, and it's January 4th, and now they're back home. You have expertise in this because you're a certified personal trainer. What mistakes do people make when they head to the gym?
Well, you just nailed it. I mean, it is exactly the mindset. Like, okay, I'm just going to, it's just this idea of radical change, right? Like, I'm just going to go to the club and I'm just going to go as hard as I can and that's going to work. And actually, it does the opposite to your point. The best thing you actually can do, and again, this is coming from a living in personal training, is get with an expert and just sit down and go through your kind of customized plan. What is going to motivate and work for you? What limitations do you have? What's realistic? We do get in this industry and we live and breathe this every day. There are a lot of ways we can strategize with you to set up a plan. It could be the first 30, 60, 90 days on how to go about it because you might think you need to train hard and have all this intensity and, you know, spend an hour there. And our experts would probably tell you that's the opposite of what you should do. You need to start a little slower. You might only need 20 or 30 minutes, and you don't need to kill yourself because we want you coming back. We have so many members that do exactly what you just described, and they're so sore, and then their knee starts hurting, or they've got a shoulder limitation. And to your point, now I'm out before I even really got started.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting. During the pandemic, people left the gym and they did more Peloton and home workouts. And I'm getting a lot of patients that are saying, I got to get back. I'm going back to Lifetime. We have Lifetime in my neck of the woods. I'm going back because I need that surrounding. I need to be around other people like-minded. You know, tell us about the psychology of being at a place like Lifetime and having other people around you working out.
Yeah, it's the psychology, and it's actually just even proven in research now that one of the number one things that's going to help you actually make change is connections. feeling connected to a lifetime, and that might be the person at the front desk that checks you in and knows your name, or that might be an instructor of a class that you love that knows who you are, or one of our fitness professionals, anybody, or just other members. But the connectedness is that experience that people have that is that little bit of extra feeling of accountability and motivation. And, you know, I always say, like, if you really want to make change when it comes to health and fitness, it isn't a DIY activity for a lot of people. This is we need some support. We need some accountability, and that can vary from person to person, but even getting connected, like I said, to a class or a group training. We have GTX is our newest program that brings you in with, you know, 10 or so like-minded members that before you know it, I'm showing up for them. I have someone else that cares about me. My instructor knows my name. I mean, it is so huge. We can't reinforce it enough to get connected. So I think that is what people are craving. And just familiar faces and the social aspect of it, too, is why a lot aren't going back. The reality is we are also able to bring a lot of those experiences to you digitally, too. So for the days that you can't make it to the club, Lifetime Digital via our app is now live streaming classes. It's now video personal training where you can train with a trainer via video at your home. So our goal is to create that connected experience, whether you're physical in our clubs or digitally at home or traveling. So really we can meet you anywhere and you have ultimate flexibility.
Which is huge because a lot of us when we travel, it's like we get off I always find a hotel or a motel that has, you know, a workout room and you try to, know, and so that's huge. We're speaking to Amber McMillan, Vice President of Digital Training and Lifetime Weight Loss. So in the last minute or so, what other advice can you give us for 2022 and how to stay in shape?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is have a plan, break it down, write it down, and track it to your point. And I think also give yourself a little bit of grace, right? If you're 80% or 70% of the plan that you put in place, you're still doing amazing. And don't forget that the mental side, mental health, is just as important as the physical. And you mentioned nutrition. Lifetime really puts it all together for you. So because of the pandemic and the stress and uncertainty, don't forget about the mental health. Take time to meditate. Get in a meditation session in a Lifetime app. Go to a yoga class. Don't forget that mental health side of losing weight or getting in shape is so huge. Even if it's 10 minutes a day, we really need it right now to keep our mind positive and reestablish ourselves in the goals that we set and remind yourself every day that you can do it and you're going to get there.
Amber, that's so true. We always forget about the mental aspect of it, and you hit it on the head. Thank you so much. How can people find out more information?
They can visit our website at lifetime.life.
Love it. Well, happy new year. Can't wait to have you back, and thank you and your team for all you guys do.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.